The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Now, it was difficult to ignore all the talk surrounding Dogecoin this week as the digital currency climbed in value. Not bad for an instant cryptocurrency that started out as a joke. And the world of cryptocurrency shows no signs of slowing down. Is the joke really on those of us who haven't invested in any of this digital money? Well, here to give the lowdown on all things crypto is tech journalist Marie Boren. Marie, thanks for joining us. Did Dogecoin really start as a joke?
Yeah, Dogecoin did actually start as a joke based on an internet meme. Maybe a lot of listeners might know about the Shiba Inu. This dog started as a meme on Reddit and it just went viral. So a bunch of programmers decided there's so many digital currencies out there like Bitcoin and Ethereum and all. Let's start our own just for a joke back in 2013. And all of a sudden it's just getting legs. Last week it was worth 10 cents for a Dogecoin, and now it's gone up on Friday to 26 cents.
I better stop calling it Dogecoin, because if it's growing in value, it might be around for quite a while. And who's buying? Who's investing in it?
Everyone, really. I mean, if you were to talk about this idea of cryptocurrency or digital currency like Dogecoin or Bitcoin back in 2009 when it started, it was really only techies, you know, and tech investors, people like Elon Musk, who were investing. And now everybody kind of is. And, you know, everybody's that's on Twitter or Reddit or whatever, they see him and other public figures talking about the fact that it could have more value than traditional currencies. So people are downloading apps like Coinbase that you can just get on your iPhone, and they're basically investing in it.
And the most famous of the cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, and the most valuable as well. There have been examples of people who were had the chance to be paid in Bitcoin and didn't early on, and they've lost out heavily.
Yeah, poor singer Lily Allen. She was offered a gig where she this was a virtual gig on Second Life. This where she was going to be paid in Bitcoin. So they were offering her a few hundred thousand Bitcoins, and she was like, "No, thank you." It basically amounted to only a few hundred quid, and now it would be worth over $2 billion. So
$2 billion.
She even herself tweeted out a few $2 billion, and she'd be richer than Beyonce. You know,
now again,
so isn't that crazy that it was only worth £445?
How do we know any of these cryptocurrencies are, I won't say the word real, but because they're not necessarily internationally regulated. So if somebody goes online to buy one and they get quoted a price as to what it's worth, how do we know that any of that is supported or regulated or formalized in any way, or even that you're actually buying the cryptocurrency?
That's a really good question. And first of all, I will say that cryptocurrencies are highly volatile because they aren't actually regulated at all. And they're totally decentralized. So they're like the opposite of traditional currency, right? But how you know that it's real, that you've got something secure, is it operates on this digital ledger called the blockchain. And blockchain technology, if I can break it down really simply, is a chain of blocks. Each block has its own unique ID, like a fingerprint. And it also connects back to the previous block in the chain. So using this, if somebody were to mess with that block, so to change the value of the Bitcoin, this would be detected all along the chain, and it would be rejected. So there is built-in security in this. And it's not just one person. Like I said, it's decentralized. So not one person or company or something is holding all of these Bitcoins. This is like a peer-to-peer network where millions of computers around the world are storing and verifying and operating these Bitcoins.
Well,
so there's kind of a consensus in the value.
Maybe I should start up a currency myself and call it Dogecoin. It might be in keeping with it. Tech journalist Marie Boren.
I would have gone with the currency coin.
Oh, the currency, or maybe something just like coining it. Tech journalist Marie Boren, thank you very much for joining us.